Blackstone Publishing presents A Distant Mirror, The Calamitous 14th Century by Barbara W. Tuchman. This book is read by Wanda McCadden.
The dedication reads, "For mankind is ever the same, and nothing is lost out of nature, though everything is altered." John Dryden, on the characters in the Canterbury Tales, in preface to Fables Ancient and Modern. Foreword: the period, the protagonist, the hazards. The genesis of this book was a desire to find out what were the effects on society of the most lethal disaster of recorded history, that is to say, of the Black Death of 1348 to 50, which killed an estimated one-third of the population living between India and Iceland. Given the possibilities of our own time, the reason for my interest is obvious. The answer proved elusive because the 14th century suffered so many strange and great perils and adversities, in the words of a contemporary, that its disorders cannot be traced to any one cause. They were the hoofprints of more than the four horsemen of St. John's vision, which had now become seven: plague, war, taxes, brigandage, bad government, insurrection, and schism in the church. All but plague itself arose from conditions that existed prior to the Black Death and continued after the period of plague was over. Although my initial question has escaped an answer, the interest of the period itself... A violent